independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The assumption of the critics of the president, of his pursuers, you might say, is that somewhere along the line in the last year, the president had something to do with colluding with the Russians, something to do with the helping hand, encouraging them, feeding their desire to affect the election in some way, some role they played, some conversation he had with Michael Flynn or Paul Manafort or somewhere. And yet what came apart this morning was that theory.
The theory came apart. Finally, it's over. It's never over and done with. Come on now, people. Come on, people. That's Chris Matthews there, who, let's be real, he got a shake in his leg, a tingling feeling. For a while, he thought he was having a stroke, but no, he fell in love with Obama. Cannot stand Trump. But I tell you what, honest as it gets right there. Comey hearing, this big doing, all of this stuff, this was going to be it. The veil of secrecy was going to be unveiled today. Not only in D.C., but for the world at large to take a peek at what he had done, the collusion, all of the, it's not there. It's not there. He was never under investigation. He wanted that cloud lifted so he could get on with his gig. He wanted to know if other people with inside of his campaign, lower down satellites, had done anything wrong. He wanted to know about it. Did he say some things he probably shouldn't have said? Yes. Come on now. He's the Trump. Of course he says things you're not supposed to say. Is he politically astute? No. Is James Comey? Absolutely. And that was very apparent today. That was on display how astute he was. We'll get to some Comey later, but Mark Cassowitz is the attorney for the president, and he came out and was very forceful in what he had to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mark Cassowitz, President Trump's personal lawyer. Contrary to numerous false press accounts leading up to today's hearing, Mr. Comey has now finally confirmed publicly what he repeatedly told President Trump privately. That is, that the president was not under investigation as part of any probe into Russian interference.
Not under any investigation. Not under any investigation. Not. Zero. Zilch nada. No investigation. The media, they went all in expecting something big. We said there was going to be nothing big, and there wasn't anything big. Were there some surprises? Absolutely. There was some surprises. Not going to lie to you. There was a few surprises, but nothing earth-shattering. Nothing that wasn't something we already didn't think. Right? I think the most surprising thing out of everything was the fact that James Comey himself was one of the leakers. I think that. Look, you had your thought process going in. I've seen it all day for the people that I see and I know that follow me, for the people that I talk to throughout the day. I do my show for Sacramento. You know exactly how you felt going in. Very few of you didn't have an opinion. Don't blame you. And the thing is anymore, and this is something I think we all need to keep in mind, we all have opinions on certain subjects, but how real are the opinions based on the facts that we're not quite sure those are real, if that makes sense? Like, you think you're, like, based on all the evidence I've seen, this is what I think about this, but then you find out later on that those are all false. So it's hard to tell anymore, right? What's real and what's not. But it's evident he wasn't under investigation. Doesn't mean that he didn't do some things that you shouldn't have done politically. But it's evident that he wasn't under. I told you there was no there there. I knew there was no there there. And James Comey is far more political than he leads on to be.
Mr. Comey's testimony also makes clear that the president never sought to impede the investigation into attempted Russian interference in the 2016 election. And in fact, according to Mr. Comey, the president told Mr. Comey, quote, "It would be good to find out," close quote, in that investigation if there was, quote, some satellite associates of his who did something wrong, close quote.
Well, it is a, it's interesting. Like I said, it's all interesting. When, not, because I knew exactly what was going to happen. You, I think everybody did. We didn't get anything crazy. But it's just interesting now to watch the media react to these kind of things because they have to fix the narrative now. Because the narrative they've been pushing about the collusion and the Russians and the whole nine yards, that is, it's dead. It's dead and done. There is nothing there. So you went all in. You didn't like Trump. Now you're sitting there and you're thinking, okay, now what do I do? Because we're all of us, we're going for the Trump dump. We all were doing that. We backed up. Right? We backed up all of the big, giant, huge trucks with all of our Trump chips in it, and we poured them out, and then we went all in, and now what do we got? Now what do we got? We got nothing. We got nothing. Look, him being uncouth, him being boorish, him being a braggart and a BS artist, it's not a crime, because if that's a crime, then most salespeople I know in the world are all going to be in jail forever. Right? So it's not a crime. Did he cross the line when he talked about things that, no, yes, he probably did cross the line that you probably shouldn't cross just to be safe. But he didn't break any laws. He didn't collude. None of those things happened. So now what do you do if you're the media and you've sold your soul in the hopes and prayers? The only thing they could talk about today was, well, they called Trump a liar. So what? So what? Trump could call you a liar. Are they going to come out and say that? It's you said versus you said, and Trump, and rightly so in some ways. I get why people are not, you know, even people that may support him, I have to be honest, there are times when he says stuff and then you find out that's not really true. That's not really true. That you're the ultimate, I went fishing and I caught a great white shark and we found out later on you caught a trout. Right? That you tell it. You did catch a fish, but it was a trout, not a shark. So what do you do now? You never asked to stop when it comes to the investigation. There was some, you know, you can look at the Flynn thing and say, you know, is that, there's some interesting stuff there, but nothing that was damaging enough that you would say, well, here comes impeachment. Now, what do you do if they're Democrats, right? Because you've also been on this bandwagon and you're all standing around now. The media knows. The Democrats know there's no there. You're standing around staring at yourself. What do you do now? Because Trump was right in a lot of ways that he has been maligned. He has been attacked. He has not been given a chance. And while he does at times put his foot and his fat fingers in his mouth with his tweeting, at the same time, he has never got any free pass whatsoever that other presidents were accorded along the way. There's something to that. There really, really is. Now, what do you do when it comes to Flynn? Because if you watched today, if you found out any of this today, if you looked at any of this today, read any of it, Flynn seems to be, somebody's going to have to go down for this, is the way I think people are looking at it. And I don't even know how much Flynn actually did. Being overzealous in your job, again, we don't know what was on everything. There are some stuff that are still secretive, if you will. They still had another hearing that was not public. So we don't know what's going to be there. We'll see what happens when Flynn gets in. And he has his chance to sit there and plead the fifth, because that's probably what he's going to do. It's all interesting. But if you watch today, the three things I took away from the hearing when it comes to the individuals and the people is Comey is very much a political person. Make no bones about it. But I don't think he lied today. I think he saw things from his point of view, and we'll touch on that. Flynn's in a little bit more trouble than I think a lot of people thought, even though he's a good guy. It's not just, hey, by the way, we're going to let you go and you need to resign or we're going to fire you, whatever's going to happen. There's going to be more repercussions when you're at this level. And the other thing is that the whole thing that I don't hear a lot of people touching on, especially in mainstream media, is the fact that, yes, Comey leaked. He did those things. But the Loretta Lynch and being told by Loretta Lynch during the whole Clinton investigation that it wasn't – it's a criminal investigation, but you come at it as it's a matter. It's not an investigation. It's just a matter we're investigating, right? It's not a criminal investigation. It's a matter politically, and he felt uncomfortable with that. Comey, I will say this. He is – I don't think he lied today. I don't. I think he had – I think he has his truth and the way that he sees things, and I get that. But I will say he is FBI first, and he, I still think, is hurting from being let go. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. You can always text the program. Let me know what you feel. Let me know. Be honest with it. Did you change? Did you change your mind at all? Did anything that you heard today surprise you? 323-538-2423. That's the text line, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson. He's more popular in France than Jerry Lewis.
Whole thing's interesting today again, just watching it all. Seeing it unfold. People were breaking out all over with hives, probably. Just nervous, excitement, and energy. Media hoping, this is it. Oh my God, this is it. We're going to find a smoking gun. This is it. Gotta love, though. You know what's great about us, all right? For all the faults that America has right now with our division and our silliness, that we are so transparent that a situation where the president and the former director of the FBI who were at odds over a potential damaging thing like the Russian collusion story and interference. And make no mind that Russians interfered. We know that. We'll touch on that. But the fact that we can air our laundry in public like that, I love that. I love that. That's what makes us the best. But you did, man. You looked around like you think Anderson Cooper's got hives and poor Wolf Blitzer and them shaking and scratching because they're like, oh, God, we put all of our eggs in. We're going to get fired. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. John, Jacksonville, Florida. What's happening, man?
Hey, bud. How are you?
Doing good, brother.
Hello? I'm good.
Yeah, I'm doing good,
hey,
man. What's up?
I wanted to ask, wasn't the FBI kind of requested to investigate, you know, this whole collusion thing? So to say, like, Comey is you know, being political in all this, is that kind of fair on his part? And I'll take your answer off the air. Thanks, bro.
Where he was political is the fact that, you know, the FBI, they want to remain as unbiased as anybody across the board. He knew, though, where his political stance came in. He knew that when he met with Trump that there was maybe some issues, and because of that, he went and decided to document everything. And he said, look, I met with Obama twice, closed door meetings, one very brief, one very long. Same thing with Bush. I met with him once. And this is one of those scenarios where I thought I had to document everything. And then I take that and I give it to my friend at Columbia University. And then I instruct him to go to the media with it in hopes that we can spur, them to finally have an independent investigation, independent outside counsel come in and take a look at that. He leaked something. He did. He's very political. But you have to be. Let's be real. You have to. You don't get a position inside of Washington without being political. You have to be political. That's it. You absolutely do. But he documented all the stuff because he thought he may need it. He CYA'd himself, which is understandable. Dan, Trump, you don't know Trump from, you know, this is the guy. You're standing in front of a guy. You're the director of the FBI, right? Picture this. This is a guy who 15 months earlier, you know, or so, 18 months earlier, comes down, Trump Towers. You've seen him on TV. Maybe you've met him once or twice at one of these events or whatever. And here, all of a sudden, here he is, the president of the United States, right? Former reality show host, a Playboy billionaire at one time, president of the United States. And he doesn't get politics. You do. You're potentially going to investigate him for collusion. Why is that? Because that's what you do. He asks you to pledge loyalty. Makes you feel uncomfortable. You're alone with him. Makes you feel uncomfortable. It's like you're dating Cosby, right? So I get some of that stuff. But the way he handled things and maneuvered stuff, he had shown in the past. He could come out and said, he could have come out at any given time and said, look, Trump's not under investigation. How many times do we have to tell you that? He didn't. He played all sides, which is smart. I get that. But you can't also say I'm not political. You can't also say I am not part of this machine and apparatus. We're going to stand here, our heads held high, because we're above the fray. We have blinders on when it comes. We're only here to do our job. I didn't think he lied today. I think everybody's got their own truth. And you have to decide what your truth is. What is your truth? If you're him, he felt a certain way when things were asked about him and the direction in certain situations like this of the investigation. He felt a certain way. Trump could have just been BSing. That's what Trump does. Everybody has their own truth. And especially in a he said, she said, he said, he said scenario. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. And also, you can tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. We got a poll up. We'll talk about that. Also, that involuntary manslaughter text case that's going on, interesting revelations coming out about that. Very interesting. It's about words, people. Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
So Comey said words matter. And I think that's very much true. I think words do matter. It's also how you take them and how you interpret them. We touched briefly on this trial that started with this Michelle Carter girl who, her boyfriend, Conrad Roy III, committed suicide. And the text messages have come out because she encouraged him to commit suicide, at times badgered him, even helped him find ways to do it. And the trial is open. It is going to be more. There's so much more to this than just her, because as they try to maneuver in the world of social media and the law, this is going to be one of those landmark cases where you'll look back and they'll be calling upon this case when it comes to other cases in the future.
Last July, 18-year-old Conrad Roy III sat running a gas-powered water pump inside his pickup truck. Shortly before he died from carbon monoxide poisoning, Roy was exchanging text messages with his then 17-year-old girlfriend, Michelle Carter.
She stays on the phone with him to ensure that he's dead.
Those text messages are now the subject of a criminal case against Michelle. Prosecutors claim she not only pressured Roy into killing himself, but helped him plan suicide.
Yes, there is a lot of damaging evidence. That's for sure. She even talked to her friend and said, if anybody sees those text messages, I'm in trouble. She knew that she had done some stuff. But here's the other thing. Here's some of the text messages before that. This is interesting, all right? This is Carter. She says, but the mental hospital would help you. I know you don't think it would, but I'm telling you, if you give them a chance, they can save your life. Part of me wants you to try something and fail just so you can go get help. Roy replies, it doesn't help. Trust me. So what are you going to do then? Keep being all talk and no action every day, go through saying how badly you want to kill yourself? Or are you going to try to get better? Roy, I can't get better. I already made my decision. A few days later, she says, how do you want to harm yourself? He says, I don't know. Carter responds, please don't. Roy, I hate myself. I've always hated myself. I'm never going to view myself as good. I'm so far behind. The young woman, Carter, says, what is harming yourself? Nothing. It will make it worse. Roy replies, make the pain go away. She then replies, it'll make the pain go away temporarily, but when you're done, you'll just regret it and feel even worse. So it wasn't all that, but definitely there was a lot of weird things. And what she did is absolutely, I mean, it is disgusting, encouraging somebody, even helping them at times. But they texted about a lot of things. And this is the genie in the bottle situation. This is why so many scholars are watching this, legal scholars and experts, because they want to know where this is going to go in the future.
According to court documents, the two spoke about Roy killing himself for weeks, with Carter texting him, quote, you're finally going to be happy in heaven. No more pain, no more bad thoughts and worries. You'll be free. When the 18-year-old voiced concerns about how his parents would feel, Carter wrote, quote, I think your parents know you're in a really bad place. I think they will understand and accept it.
Which is, it's damning, right? I mean, it's damning. Words like that are damning. And you, if you have to weigh the two of you should go get help and then what she has put on some of these things, the getting help, it's like a feather compared to the bowling ball of the things that she said that were heinous. But then she went even further to help him and figure out how she could in any way, shape, or form explain to him how to kill himself, which, damning.
As Roy considered his options, Carter suggested using carbon monoxide, sending, quote, if you emit 3,200 ppm of it for 5 or 10 minutes, you will die within a half hour.
One could be an aider.
Prosecutors also allege that Carter told a friend that she was on the phone with Roy the night he committed suicide, telling the friend that Roy got out of the car at one point because the carbon monoxide, quote, was working and he got scared, and that Carter told him to get back in.
Ugh. Now, that's a he said, she said, because they were on the phone. But you see where this is going. And this is why this is important, because look at all the things that we see nowadays with live stream, with all of the stuff that people will put on the internet, on social media, Snapchat, live stream, any of the stuff that's out there, Instagram, all of the ways they'll attack people and say things to people. The scholars are looking at this. Legal experts, because they're going to try to figure out how in the future do we try cases in situations like this. Well, this may be an egregious situation. You know what's going to happen in the future is people are going to start bringing all of this stuff in, and she knew she had done wrong.
Carter asked Roy to delete the messages she sent him before killing himself, and soon after his death, she tells a friend that if police, quote, read my messages with him, I'm done.
Well, she faces 20 years for involuntary manslaughter, and it's going to be interesting to see what takes place with this going forward. Like I say, the repercussions for future trials and charges is what a lot of people are going to watch, because this is all new territory. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. And, of course, we are following, you know, the whole thing today with this Comey thing. I got up early, and I had read that thing that he released yesterday. He said, look, I'm not going to read it. You guys got it. I sent it out yesterday. And then it was, you know, Q&A time. Everybody had their 7 minutes. Yesterday was 5 minutes with Dan Coats and the rest of the people. Today it was 7 minutes with Comey. And I thought it was a little bit more subdued comparatively to what we've seen. Yesterday there was a little bit more fireworks, because I think they wanted them to answer questions, because I think they had more answers than what Comey had as far as digging down deep into what is going on with Russia. That to me, and as I was trying to explain to people, look, here's the difference with the Comey Trump thing is two guys fighting over a bone right now, right? That's what it is. It's two guys. Who's the bigger chief around? Well, obviously it's Trump. He's president, right? That's understandable. He showed that. He's king of the mountain. Didn't mean that Comey can't dig up some of that mountain. But that's a lot of what this was. This was more the show. Yesterday was more the substance. And we cannot forget that there is issues that we must address, and those are Russia, Russia, Russia.
Do you have any doubt that Russia attempted to interfere in the 2016 elections?
None.
Do you have any doubt that the Russian government was behind the intrusions in the DNC and the DCCC systems and the subsequent leaks of that information?
No.
Yes. No doubt whatsoever. Russia was involved. Now, there was no collusion. They didn't alter anything. I think people had already made up their minds. I don't think it played a huge part in it, but it was definitely annoyance, and it showed us that we had lots of weaknesses. We can't stand here and toss the first stone because we're also living in a glass house because we, too, try to alter elections and put our spin on certain things because, come on. We want people in places, in countries that will be very favorable and ally worthy of the kind of world that we live. Absolutely. Russia, they came hard. And we can't let that go. That cannot be something that we just pass upon as if it's no big deal. It's a huge deal. It's a massive deal that they tried to get into our election cycle. They tried to change narratives. They tried to do damage. Whether you liked Hillary or not, that's beside the point. The point is they came in and they tried to do damage and alter an election and hurt our democracy. And that's something that we need to be very aware and cognizant of this whole thing. Because today was about Comey. Today was about the build back of two men that did not see eye to eye, one man who fired him in a very, to me, I found it to be a very crappy way to get fired. I'd use another word, but it was, finding out, on the TV behind you, not even getting a call. And this was a guy who was a little pissed, a little disgruntled, who CYA'd himself along the entire time, who felt the president had it out for him. This was the show of it all. This is the sizzle. Wasn't the steak. It was the sizzle. It was the sizzle. But there was no there at the end of the day. We found a few little things that, But we can't forget the fact that a foreign actor interfered and did the best that they could to throw out disinformation and to try to hurt our democratic ways. And that's something I think we need to not forget. And I think too often, because of all of the drama and the craziness surrounding Comey and Trump and Russia, and that let's find out the story. But the story isn't about whether or not Russia did something. We all knew that. But we need to be even more aware of it. And we forget that because we said, Russia got into our elections. And then we turn it to he said, because there's a narrative being built by a group of media that do not like this president and his agenda along the way. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. A lot of people texting in. You can also tweet at me, at Chad Benson Show. It is the Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
This whole investigation is not about relitigating the election. It's not about who won or lost, and it sure as heck is not about Democrats versus Republicans.
No, but nobody cared about... Here's the big picture is... Nobody cares about the Russia thing. They care about it if and only if there's a way to get Trump out and he's guilty. If there's a big story. If you're the media, you've sold everything and your soul in the hopes and the prayers that in some way, shape, or form, this story was going to be big. The narrative now is virtually it's gone that you've created. And that's it. You've played with fire and you've lost. That's it. There's nothing else you could say. But the bigger picture was the fact that the Russians did do stuff they shouldn't have done. And because of that, we need to pay more attention and understand the subtleties of which they do things are becoming more intricate, more subtle, to the point where it's almost flawless and it does just enough to make people think, but and put, you know, with that disinformation, what it does is it puts doubt and creates certain narratives in your mind. That's why it's hard, you know, even James Comey said some of the stuff the FBI didn't pick up. Said that last week, right? That's why he went out and spoke about Clinton, because some of those pages out there were altered just enough that it could fool 99.9% of the people, even people within the FBI. So he felt he had to act. But the bigger picture is, this is the issue of moving forward. How do you disseminate real information, real stories from fake stories? And now the fake stories are so close to being real. It's like having a great counterfeit dollar, right? You got a 20 and you can barely tell. It will fool 90% of the people and even some of the machines. It's gonna be tough. It is. As you move forward in life, as you get older, new study finds that friendships matter more than family relationships. It's according to researchers at Michigan State. They conducted two separate yet related studies, hoping to find the empirical value of friendships. The first study analyzed and surveyed provided self-reported measures of health and happiness. And get ready for this. This was not a small study. Over 270,000 participants of all ages worldwide. The second study had 7,500 American adults, and this was derived in data of relationships and chronic illness from the survey. Right? So the first study looked at all of this stuff as far as healthy relationships with family and friends. So they looked at those things. And as you get older in life, your relationships with people who are close to you, who are friends, are extremely important for health and overall general happiness. The more drama, the worse you feel. We know that around here, don't we, Anthony? Drama! Imagine how, like, you know, imagine right now what's going on in D.C. It's just drama, right? That's all that's there. It's drama. As you get older, though, and if you have close relationships with people you choose to be friends with, that you feel better. Because remember, family, you don't choose your family. They're just your family. For better or worse, they're your family. And with friends, it also shows that if you have friends who are a lot of drama, those people tend to get sick more. If you have people in your life, that even if you choose them as friends, that if they bring lots of drama, you tend to have illnesses as well. So, and what they're saying is these and several other studies are important in showing how friendships, especially in older adults, actually help longevity, help illness, all of that stuff. So as you get older, make more friends and choose good friends with less drama. All right? And they said the sad thing is unfortunately, friendships are often ignored in social science research, particularly when compared for more formal relationships like spouse and family. Friends are important. Very, very important. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Still so much. Just scratching the surface. I'm sure for days they're going to be talking about this at nauseam with this whole Comey thing. I wonder how they feel right now. I wonder how the media feels. What's the narrative going to be tomorrow? Just curious. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.